Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, saints. Amen. I give God the glory for today. Amen. Praise God, because this is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. You know, I have an exciting, amen, topic, amen, to minister today. Amen. And it's really basically what we need, and a lot of people preach it all the time. It's about prayer. Amen. A lot of us have lost hope. A lot of us have given up. A lot of us have falsely accused God and put the blame on other people because we don't see the prosperity of the Lord or the Lord's will working in our lives. We fail to put the blame on the enemy who has caused us to walk in error. And yes, we do walk in error when we walk away from God and do things that are not in His will. Amen. Praise God. A lot of us think that we can check up. Get our prayers answered. A lot of people think that we can do everything that we're big enough to do and get our prayers answered. But we end up making a shipwreck of our lives and hindering the next dimension or the next blessing that God has prepared for us. We must always understand that is a preparation after prayer is given up to the Lord. Amen. There is a preparation after prayer is given up. Prayer is given to the Lord, amen, as a form of communication to supply our needs, to thank Him, to worship, amen, Him, amen, for what He's done, amen, and to literally, amen, have relationship with Him. I can't see a time that I have not gone into prayer and not received the blessing of the Lord, because the blessing of the Lord make it rich and added no sorrow. I've had warfare in that area, because every time that you go before the Lord, the enemy is coming right there. Amen. Waiting on you to get out the presence of the Lord so that He can steal or whatever He can steal and destroy whatever He can destroy. He is the thief that cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. So we as the body of Christ need to understand that prayer changes things, and that in the midst of everything that we're going through, if we don't communicate with God, amen, then we won't receive what we've been crying out for or suffering for or just literally need to be delivered from. There are so many categories of sickness, of diseases, amen, that the enemy has placed upon us, and God can change those things. There are so many areas of depression, a doubt, a fear, anxiety, a panic attacks. All of those are there placed by the enemy, and God can remove those things through prayer. Then we have desires to want to increase in ministry, to go to the next dimension in ministry, amen, and to do the various things that God has called us to do, and so we have to pray. And then there are areas whereas we need, amen, finances or material things, amen, that's needed for the church or the ministry or our homes or our livelihood. So we have to go in and commune with God so that He'll know what we need. Amen. And I want to give you some references on out of the Bible for the various prayers that
the men, amen, of God prayed for, amen, and seeing the results. Hold on. Amen. I have sinus so bad. Excuse me. Amen. So, Father God, amen, as we enter into this covenant relationship, amen, at all times, amen, praise God, those that have just started the covenant and those that, amen, are in the covenant for years, God, one of the things that we have to do, we have to communicate with you, Father God, just like Abraham did, just like David did, just like the prophets did, just like, amen, the apostles did, amen, in order, amen, to see results and get, amen, praise God, a prayer through, amen, praise God, for the things that, amen, are very important in our life and livelihood. Amen, praise God. So, God, we ask you, Lord God, to touch today. Touch my mouth, Lord God, that I speak the words, amen, that you have put in me to speak, amen. Now we bind up Lucifer and all his tricks and traps because he is a defeated foe. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And we give you glory, God. You know, saints, we can't get weary in well doing. A lot of us have started on this journey of life, amen, in the earth realm because we are, amen, sent down here from God. Yes, we are sent, amen, on assignment to do his will, amen. And then we find in the midst of this realm that we're in that there's nothing but chaos, amen. And chaos started with Adam and Eve. And there's always a problem, amen. The problems after problems, problems with your home, your marriage, your children, on your job, and seem like, amen, when is it my time, and why have I always been put on the back burner, and why is it always a delay for me, even though I've done everything right, amen, even though I've seen others be blessed around me, there is something that's bothering me, or holding me back, or I can't seem to escape from it, and I need direct communication with God in order to break this, whatever it is. You know, I'll talk to you about fasting a few days back and how fasting literally destroys the yoke. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus, as well as with the help of the anointing. Amen. Because the anointing will break it and destroy it. And then the word, amen, how we must apply the word, amen, in order to be successful. You're not going to go before no devil and don't have no word because he'll tear you up. That's the way he did with Eve, amen. She had some of what God had spoken to Adam, and then she didn't know how to resist the devil, amen, praise God. So because of the lack of knowledge that she did not have, she went on and caused herself to go into bondage. Amen. And then because of Adam's love for her, he went on and did the same thing too. But I'm telling you, it's better to obey God and follow God than to follow your loved ones, your friends, and everybody that's around you. It's good to be able to be utilized by God, amen, and establish that relationship so that you can get a right now, instantly breakthrough from prayer. So I want to go into the scriptures and show you some of the well-known men, amen, that prayed to the Lord, amen, praise God, and seen the results. Amen. Praise God. And I give God glory. Praise God. In the book of Psalms 90, Moses prayed, amen, and he was truly a man of God. And it said, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Not only this generation that's here now, but the generations before us. Amen. God has always been there for his people. Amen. God is not a wimp. He don't back down under pressure. that makes him even stronger, amen, and more fortified to defeat the enemy. He cannot be defeated. Satan can be defeated, but God cannot. And when we interfere and don't pray, that opens up the door for the enemy to cause us to be defeated because we didn't allow God to do what he was going to do concerning our livelihood. If Sarah had prayed to the Lord before she told Abraham to marry Hagar, she wouldn't have made a mistake. Amen. But she had thought it in her heart, and out of the issues of the heart, it's going to produce good or evil. And so she ended up making a mistake. So it suffered, amen, again, the whole world behind Sarah's mistake, behind Eve's mistake. So as we look at the Bible and see what the people are saying, amen, and it said, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the word and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Amen. This is Moses' prayer. Amen. Thou turnest man to destruction and said, return, ye children of men. For a thousand years in thy sight are but as yesterday. Amen. When it is past and as a watch in the night. Amen. A thousand years to God, amen, is just like one day. Amen. Praise God. To us, it's many, you know, it literally passes out from the day it started all the way to the end. And so every day is different, and the suffering might be the same, and it might escalate, or it might get lesser. Amen. But when you turn to God, amen, God will eventually remove the enemy, because the oppressor is the one that's causing all this suffering upon us. Thou carest them away as with a flood. They are as a sheep in the morning. They are like grass which groweth up, and in the morning it floweth and groweth up, and in the evening it is cut down and withered away. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, and our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days was passed away in thy wrath, and we spend our years as a tale that is told. Amen. Praise God. We spend our years, amen, as just like a story being told, amen, about what went on, how we did, amen, in life, and what we should do even after we get a certain age, amen. So it's just like a story being told, amen, praise God. All of us have a story. All of us have, amen, our names written in the Lamb Book of Life, amen, praise God. And it tells a story in itself. For Jesus said in Psalms 40, he said, behold, lo, I come in the volume of the book that is written of me. So everything that's written of him is in the volume of the book. Amen. And we as the body of Christ, amen, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Our story is being told. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. From chapter to chapter, from page to page. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. So, amen, we need to show, amen, ourselves as upright people by prayer, amen, praise God, by having a relationship, by talking to God about our most intricate needs, amen, praise God, about our families, about our finances, about, amen, our ministry, about, amen, our walk with God, about, amen, how to survive. Amen. The most important thing with prayer is to learn how to survive. David prayed often, and in his prayer, amen, he always spoke about the enemy or him rejoicing with God because of the victory. and how God, amen, is a mighty God and a mighty deliverer. He always spoke about how God was able to do everything but fail in his prayer. He always edified God, even though he was suffering, even though he would cry out many times, God, when you going to deliver me? How long am I going to stay in this? Why am I in this here? You know, and I myself, amen, I tell the Lord, I said, I've done everything that you tell me to do. I'm not out there a whoremongering. I'm not out there, amen, trying to do or get into involved with anything. But I'm right up under you. Praise God. David said, amen, he always saw the Lord's face before him. That way, whenever David needed correcting or whatever David needed to, amen, praise God, do, he always was there. God was always there, amen, to assist David. Even when Satan moved David to number, amen, Israelites, amen, and the people, amen, praise God, had to experience, amen, the things that Satan had did by what Satan literally caused David to do. Amen, praise God. So because of prayer, amen, and supplication before the Lord, God had come to the prophet and told David, which way do you want to suffer and what do you want to do? Because all of these things are going to come upon you when you allow Satan to take over your life and you don't address God and keep his word and his commandments. And then the Bible says, who keepeth the poor of thine anger, even according to thy fear, so it is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. When you walking with God, when you seeking the Lord, one of the things that you have to understand that we need to be taught. If you don't know how to pray, seek the Lord. Some people pray 5 minutes, amen. While driving in their car, they may pray. But I'm going to tell you, I have experienced after lay out hours and hours before the Lord. Amen. And talk to him and thank him. Also, I make my complaints to him. Also, I worship him doing it, and I shabbat him. And we shouldn't worship him when we are being blessed, but we should worship him even when, amen, we don't see a blessing, amen, because he's God and he's sovereign. And he know there's an enemy behind what we're trying to succeed. Amen. Praise God. And return, O Lord, how long, and let it repent thee concerning thy servant. Amen. Moses was even saying, now, God, you made these people. You know their character. You know their weaknesses. You know their fears. You know their doubts. Amen. For we were made a little bit lower than the angels. Amen. Praise God. And not only that, amen, praise God, but even the demons, amen, if you don't have Christ in your life, they will reign over you because, amen, there is no other identity there, which is the only identity, God, that is able to support us. Amen. To support you. So when you don't have Christ, amen, you repent, amen, amen, and you acknowledge Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and then you begin to have communion with him. Communion, amen, praise God, is a straight a way of communication, amen, of worship, of praise, amen, of prayer, of fellowship with him, so that, amen, you can be above what the enemy is trying to do. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And it said, oh, satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Amen. The mercy of God is what's keeping us today, saints. His grace, his mercy, amen, it literally could pass all understanding because I'm telling you, the enemy have us doing everything. And it be, amen, the enemy. Amen. He has blinded the minds. Amen. Praise God. He has captured you at his own will and forced you to do things against your will. Then you be wondering why you're experiencing these things. And, amen, in the inward man, there's a battle, there's a war going on. The flesh want to reign, and the spirit should be the only one that reign, and the soul should be working with the spirit. But Satan messed up the soul, the spirit, and the flesh. Amen. So we have to, amen, understand that there's so many areas of our lives that are being affected. Amen. Praise God. That's why the Bible say the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Our steps are even affected, amen, in this demonic warfare that Satan has presented to try to stop us from getting a prayer through or serving the Lord. Our five senses, amen, literally is one of the things that Satan, literally, he'll tear that up first. If he hits you, he's going to hit you and tear your discernment up. Once he tear your discernment up, your reasoning and your logic, amen, and all that becomes messed up. And then you're not able to discern the difference between what's good and evil, what's right and wrong, because, amen, what Satan has done to you. So, amen, when you pray to God, God is able to heal those areas because they have been messed with. And then the sicknesses that he placed in your body. I have experienced many times where Satan has brought me demonic food. And I have eaten food that looks just like apples and oranges or potato chips or chicken or whatever it is. And as I think and would see in these dreams these things and come out of it, I said, that wasn't of God. So he's placing spirits on the inside of you through those food channels, amen. And then you have to pray to God in order for those demons to come out. I remember one time I had gone to a Pizza Hut, not the Pizza Hut itself, but a pizza place. Amen. And I had ordered some food. I was so hungry that day. And I had ordered some breadsticks. And I had ordered, like, some spaghettis. And so after I got in the car, God say, well, you didn't acknowledge me for one. That's what he was letting me know. And then he say, you can't eat none of that. And I said, oh, God, I say, I'm so hungry. And I said, well, can I eat the bread? And so I went on and overread what he was telling me not to do. That night when I got home, before I got home, amen, and had eaten the bread, I could feel something go down in my stomach like sharp pain. I said, okay, God. I said, I'm praying. I said, God, help me. I need help. Amen. Prayer had to be executed so that I could see in the realm what was happening to my body so I could know how to pray and to cast it out. So I began to pray, amen, as I continued to pray all day. I went home and I began to talk to the Lord, amen, again. And I seen a vision of, amen, down off in my stomach, amen, back behind the intestines itself, amen, where the rib cage was, black demons had started to mount up on my spinal cord. And I said, okay, God. I said, what do I do? And he said, keep on praying, amen, and he was going to cast them out. I prayed, and God removed all those demons out. Amen. Prayer changes things. Amen. Praise God. So as we look again, praise God, thank you, Jesus, at another prayer, amen, and it's the prayer of David, and it say in chapter 17, it say, hear thee right, O Lord, attend unto my cry. He said, now, God, I'm upright. He said, I'm upright before you. The Bible say David was a man after God's own heart, amen, and so David's heart was with God, even though he sinned. Amen. We're going to sin. We're going to make mistakes in this world. But we got to learn how to come in right then and repent. So he was praying to the Lord, and he was telling him, I'm yours. I belong to you. I'm making my cries unto you. Amen. And say, give ear unto my prayer, that goeth not out of fiend's lips. Amen. Amen. He's not saying a prayer just to gain. He's not saying prayers just because he can pray. He have deception behind his prayers or his lips. Amen. But he's praying so that he can be blessed, he can be healed and delivered from what has been attacking him. And it's the enemy. Amen. Anything that you go through, amen, yes, we have a will, but yet and still the enemy comes in and he beguiles us and he seduces us and calls us to mess up. One time again, I had gone through various things, and I said, Lord, I can't understand why. Amen. This devil is doing this to my inward man. I say, I need help. The Holy Ghost came in and he broke a spell off of me. And I said, okay. And when he broke the spell, I was able to be set free from what Satan had done, because he had beguiled me. Amen. And he had literally messed me up that I could not break free from what he had did. So the Holy Spirit had to come in and do it through prayer. Amen. Let my sentence come forth from thy presence. Amen. And let thine eyes behold the things that are equal. In your walk with God, there are things that are not equal. Amen. And one side is God, and on the other side is Satan. Amen. Praise God. And it needs to be what it is. Satan is not in control of your inward man. Amen. At all. Nor will you allow him to use your flesh, because your body is the temple of the living God. And when you destroy it or defile it, you literally, amen, thank you, Jesus, God won't accept that in essence. Amen. Praise God. And he will destroy you. Thou hast proved mine heart. Amen. You know, the Bible said a heart is desperately wicked. And in Jeremiah 30, God said he was going to give us a new heart. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. He was going to cause us to have the heart of flesh. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We have been corrupted so much, there is no good thing, amen, in our flesh. But at the same time, our heart, amen, it literally flows the issues of life, and out of it, amen, you can either do good things or you can do evil things because of what the heart, amen, will think and will react upon. So thou hast proven my heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. Amen. Amen. God will visit you in the night, saints, when you pray. Amen. And thou hast tried me, and God will try you. He'll see, oh, well, if you come before him and you tell him, God, I'm not doing this here. Satan caused me to do this here. And how do I get out of this? Will you break the spell off of me? Will you cause this issue in my inward man to stop being controlled by Satan? And the Bible says he'll try us. And he'll try our hearts to see if it's really of us. I had an instance one time when the enemy had attacked me so bad. And I told the Lord, I said, God, I went to him in prayer. And I said, God, I said, Satan did this to me. And so after so many times of telling him this and praying to him, the Holy Ghost bear witness with me. Amen. And he told Father God, he said, she's speaking the truth. Amen. This is not her fault right here. The enemy has caused this thing to come up on her. Amen. Praise God. And it was dealing with the inward man. Satan is after your soul, saints. He's after your soul. Amen. And if he gets your soul, he got your spirit. And the reason why he wants your soul is because I tell you all the time, there are treasures that are hidden in your soulish realm that causes you to be successful in your ministry and in your life, amen, with your children and with your family, amen. And although you might go through, amen, success, amen, is on the agenda. But you have to understand that, amen, praise God, because of this, you cannot give up. You cannot faint. You cannot turn around. I don't care if you have to, amen, be slow as the turtle and, praise God, make it to the finish line on time. And this this is part, and they had wrote a story about the tortoise and the hare. Amen. Well, the hare knew that he was faster than the turtle. Amen. And the turtle knew that he was slow. So the turtle had to use strategies to make it to the finish line. He did not, and I'm just paraphrasing it, amen, in essence, because it's a natural story, but it can be utilized. Amen. Praise God. He did not let the hare's conversation interfere with what he was determined to do, and we have to be determined to be successful in Christ despite of the oppressions and the attacks. Prayer changes things. Amen. So anyway, as the turtle, amen, was going along his little path to get to the finish line, the hare, amen, had almost literally made it there. So he decided he would take him a little siesta. Amen. And so as he rested, amen, praise God, in so many words, amen, all of a sudden when he did wake up, the hare was at the finish line almost. And no matter how much speed he tried to pick up to make it to the finish line, he couldn't make it. So, amen, the race is not given to the swift and to the strong, but it's to them that endure to the end. You're going to have to endure and overcome the strategies of the devil. Because when God ain't in your life, the devil surely is there. And when God is in your life, the devil is surely trying to get God out of your life. He don't want you to preach about God. He came to me in a dream here a few weeks ago and told me, I told you. Now he's trying to give a command to me not to preach God. And I told him, I said, I'm going to preach God anyway. So he told me he's going to do all he can to try to destroy me. Well, his words are not effective if I don't let him be effective in my life. So I took it to God in prayer. And because I took it to God in prayer, God was able to sustain me. Amen. Praise God. And I was telling you about the discernment. Praise God. The five senses. You got to have that discernment. But our lions, amen, have to be strengthened. Our lion, L-I-O-N, as the waist, amen, the waist area, amen, all the way down, amen, to the, amen, I guess you would say the hips. The lion area have to be strengthened because, amen, praise God, if you notice, amen, when your lion is strengthened, amen, you're strong in the Lord to stand. Amen. The lion supports your legs. Amen. And when you get so tired and so weak, the first thing that collapses on you is your legs. Amen. Praise God. Then you all of a sudden you're bedridden. You can't support your body or weight anymore because the strength has been taken away. So, amen, the psalmist, amen, and those that wrote about the lions, amen, being strengthened, we have to be strengthened at every time, all day, with our lions, amen, in order, amen, to help support us, amen, as we go through, amen, these testing, these trials, these tribulations, amen, and the deceit of the devil. So, amen, praise God, that's a part of, amen, our support. We pray, we ask for the discernment, we get our line strengthened, we get our heart right with God. We cannot afford to sin against God. Amen. Praise God. With unforgiveness, with hatred, all kind of lust, amen, even literally denial, amen, and drawback and fears and all of those various entities that the devil try to put on you. So you have to be strong in the Lord in those areas, amen, in order to stand. That's why Paul wrote about putting on the whole armor of God. You got to put that armor on in order to stand. Amen. You got to allow wisdom and knowledge and understanding and prudence to help you with various areas. You got to allow the word to work for you. He didn't give you the word to not work for you. Don't you know that he gave the paper so that the word could be written on, so it could be a frontal before, amen, us, so that we can, amen, read it, amen, and then meditate upon it and glorify him and praise and worship him and pray and thank him, amen, so that we can continue to go on, praise God, because of the adversary, praise God. And I give God the glory, because if you notice at the beginning, Adam and Eve had the word, but they didn't have it written on paper. Amen. Adam didn't forget the word, amen, because it was resonated in his soul and spirit. That's what a word resides in, the soul and the spirit realm. Praise God. And your soul got to obey God. And your spirit man got to carry out what the word said do. And when they are walking in rebellion, you don't receive blessings. You can't blame the prophet. You can't blame the pastor, the teacher, evangelist for what they said, the Lord said. But you need to take, amen, a check of yourself and see what's going on in my life. Seek the Lord through prayer, amen, and call upon him while he's near. And he's found, amen, praise God. What people say, he's just one prayer away. Amen, thank you, Jesus. And so as we go on, amen, thank you, Jesus. Thou hast proved my heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tried me and shall find nothing. I am purpose that my mouth shall not transgress. When you're going through and you need a prayer through, a breakthrough, a good, amen, relationship with God, amen, so that you can get that prayer, amen, all the way through, one of the things that you do, amen, you don't, amen, thank you, Jesus, transgress against God with your mouth. You don't go in telling him, oh, God, you ain't nothing, you never will be nothing, and blah, blah, this, and this why I haven't made no success. It's you, God, that's causing this here. When you transgress with your mouth, that causes that sin to come up on you. And what sin is, God will not visit. Saints, we need to understand, these pastors are preaching everything and doing everything in the church, but they're not telling the people, amen, the truth, amen, about how you must do. God has given all the way down from prayer, fasting, making your supplications, amen, doing the full duty, amen, of God, amen, keeping the whole commandments of God, how you're supposed to operate in your ministry, amen. And so you look at the people and they hear the same junk that these pastors are giving, and they're not teaching the people, and they're wondering why their congregation, amen, is not growing, or why their congregation is growing and there's so much homosexuality in the midst of the congregation, why there's so much adultery in the midst of the congregation, why there's so much fornication in the midst of the congregation, why there's so much stealing in the midst of the congregation. Well, a pastor, amen, is the leader, and he's the one, amen, if his soul and spirit ain't right, everything that he does, amen, in his flesh, amen, is going to trickle down to those that are seeking the Lord, and they're going to have all that in the church. Now, the Bible said, amen, praise God, not spoke about the mouth, amen, not transgression. I spoke about the eyes, amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And our five senses. Amen. And then the Bible says, and concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips have I kept me from the path of the destroyer. By the word of thy lips, amen, I have kept me from the works of the destroyer. Amen. From the path of the destroyer. From the entrance way of the destroyer. The Bible literally tells us that Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and another they won't follow. The word is the voice. Amen. That's Jesus' voice. When we read the word, amen, praise God, For those that don't have a relationship that they can talk to him or gone up high enough in the dimensions so they can now have fellowship with him one-on-one, amen, as far as the conversation or prayer is concerned. Then what he does, amen, praise God, he lets the word talk to us, amen. And the word literally keeps us from the path of the destroyer. Satan got our feet. What the Bible say, order my steps in the word. Amen, praise God. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. Amen, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Amen, that is a pathway that we take. Amen, when Satan has messed up our feet. Amen, and we end up going in the wrong direction. That's why Jesus walked with us. He walked with us all the way through. I seen a time where he had taken me through the valley of shadow of death. And I seen it was darkness on both sides. Amen, I couldn't see. Amen, but I knew the demons was there because my mind's eye could see that there was demons on the left-hand side and the right-hand side. Jesus told me, he said, go forward. Don't look to the left or look to the right. He said, go forward. Amen. Because, amen, if the demons start distracting me or getting my attention, then they'll pull me in the wrong direction. And so at the end of the pathway, there was the right side and the left side. And so he had me then on my own will to choose what side I was on, and I would go on the right side. And so the right side represented, amen, me going with God and favoring God. Amen, that demons was not able to touch me. There have been times that I have gone, amen, praise God, and gone on the wrong pathway. And Jesus had to hurry up and come and get me. Amen. And when I would go on the wrong pathway, I'm telling you that was a demon messing with me. Amen, trying to influence me. Amen, to make the wrong decisions. In our walk with God, we have to always pray so that we can make the right decisions. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And it said, hold up my goings in thy path that my footsteps slip not. Our footsteps don't need to slip, saints. Amen. Because every time you get further and further into this devil and follow behind his lies and deception, all you receive is negative results. Amen. All you receive is the problem still there. All you receive is issues that are there, and they have escalated because Satan has done this evil to you. I have called upon thee, for thou wilt hear me, O God. Incline thine ear unto me and hear my speech. Now we speak, and our speech, amen, is what God hears. He hears our speech, amen. And he listens with his ears attentively, with his ears to hear our speech, amen. And he weighs it out, amen, whether we're telling the truth or not. Show thy marvelous loving kindness, O thou that savest thy right hand, them which put their trust in thee, for those that rise up against them. Praise God. Now he's asking, amen, God, he said, now God, what I want you to do is destroy my enemy that's rising up against me, because when he rises up against me, he's rising up against you, Father God. When Jesus, amen, was tempted by the devil, he told him, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Satan was talking to Jesus. But, amen, praise God, Jesus is God in essence, amen, praise God, they are the Trinity, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. But at the same time, Satan was also trying to tempt God. And you can't tempt the God that's on the inside of you, amen, praise God. And a lot of people do that, amen, by going and complaining and saying he ain't this and he ain't going to do this and why haven't I did this and I'm give up and all that kind of stuff. And they're trying to lead him, amen, into temptation, and you cannot tempt him. He's not sin. We don't supposed to hold charge to God for what has happened to us. No more will we do this thing. But we're supposed to look at our adversary who has capabilities to deceive. Amen. Then the Bible says, keep me as the apple of thine eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings. David knew what to say. He said, keep me. We need to be kept. When we're going through, we need to be kept. Amen. And then to hide us under the shadows of thy wing. When you're up under the shadows of God's wing, the devil can't touch you. That's why we have to walk in the pathway of righteousness, not in the path of the destroyer. Amen. And we have to discern what's right and what's wrong. Amen. Praise God. From the wicked and that oppress me, from my deadly enemies who compass me about. We have thousands of demons that fight against us. The Bible says, as saints, one can put 1,000 a fight, but two can put 10,000. Because of their wickedness and oppression, God had to make us, the one that's greater on the inside is greater than the one that's on the outside. So he made us to understand that God is greater than the enemy. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that speak against you, you will be able to condemn it. You got to use the word on the devil. He don't want your regular conversation. He'll work you to death with a conversation. And he likes to challenge the mind. That's why so many of us have mind problems. On the inside, if you could see in the realm, you would see that there is a demon there. He's talking to you or she talking to you all day long, challenging your mind and causing you to do things. There was a woman, amen, in Houston, Texas, that killed all her 6 children. And she told the court, she said, the devil made me do it. And the court didn't believe that because that's carnal minded people. But this woman told the truth, and yet and still, amen, she was sentenced and she was put in prison because, amen, even what she did, she had to pay the price for it, but at the same time, it was the devil that was plaguing her. She had gotten hold to chemicals. God said sorcery would be one of the greatest things that he would destroy, and sorcery is drugs. Every time you go to the doctor and you get chemicals that they done found or mixed up together, those chemicals have no way of coming out of your system. And once they stay in your system, they become dominant. And all of a sudden, there are demons all in your body that you can't get rid of. So, amen, prayer changes things, amen. They is enclosed in their own fat. With their mouth, they speak proudly. The enemy will always try to speak proudly once he's gotten you, amen, and tricked you and did all this thing. He wants to hurt you. They have now compassed us in our steps. That is, again, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Your steps have to be right with God, saints. You can't, in the spirit realm, your spirit man cannot go in the direction of the enemy. Satan does something to the steps, to your feet, and it causes you to go in the dark world. And once you're in the dark world, then you got to work your way out of it. And when you work your way out of it, amen, then you start seeing the light. And whenever I pray about, God, keep me and my sons in the light, my daughter-in-law in the light, those that I pray for in the light. Because, amen, where the light is, darkness can come. But darkness can cause you to come to him, amen, but darkness can come to you in the light, amen. So he's constantly trying to get you to get out of the light. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So keep your steps. Like as a lion that is greedy of his prey, and as it were a young lion, lurking in secret places. Amen. Praise God. Arise, O Lord, disappoint him, cast him down, deliver my soul from the wicked, which is thy sword. Amen. Now, David was saying, deliver my soul Satan is after the soul. If he get hold to the soul, he's gotten hold to the treasures. If he get hold to the treasures, then he'll utilize God's treasures for his gain. There is a prophet, and they call him the master prophet or the major prophet or whatever they call his name. This man started off with God. Amen. God gave him the gifts, and then Satan got hold to him. Now he's perverted. But the gifts are still there. They're still in operation. So Satan using those gifts for his gain, for his gain. And so a lot of people think that this man is real, but then they find out, a lot of people find out, no, it's something demonic behind him. And so once you get into that realm where he is, then everything around you is going to be made subject to that demonic oppression, and then you're going to run to him all the time or run to his works all the time because you think he's real. But it's Satan working in disguise. Amen. So, amen, generations are being destroyed because of trickery and traps. Satan would come to me as often as he could come to try me to make me out of a witch and make my gifts be utilized for him. After I showed him I didn't want that and I refused him, I overcame him. You got to resist the devil and he'll flee. When you pray to God, God gives you the power to overcome your enemy. He gives you the power and authority as kingdom children to overcome your enemies. The Bible says, I cast the devil out, amen, praise God, I'm paraphrasing, with, praise God, thank you, Jesus, with the Spirit of God. And once you cast the devil out with the Spirit of God, then you know that the kingdom of God has come unto you. You not only have the power, the might, and the strength, but you also have authority. And authority is found in your inward man. It's found, amen, coming up out of your voice. There's a certain level of dimension that will kick in and authority will come in. Amen. Praise God. You will always have to pray, but then you have power, amen, to assist God in casting out the demons that have been fighting you. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And so we need to understand, amen, that this enemy, amen, is evil. He's merciless. But at the same time, if we pray to God, God will build us up with power, with courage, with boldness, amen, will strengthen us, amen, praise God, so that, amen, when the enemy come in, we will be able to assist God in the warfare, praise God. We are soldiers. We are not here just to be in existence, to lay around on our lackadaisia, complain when we don't receive results, but we are here to press in, amen, until we overthrow the enemy. Now, one of the things that gives us, amen, the power is to become stronger than the strong man that's trying to force you out of your position. Amen. I'm trying to find a way of saying this. If you play a game of chess, one of the things that you have to do with chess is you have to remove your opponent out of the way, amen, and get more points. And so Satan literally plays a game with us. He'll have you playing games with him, trickery, and then laughing in your face, and he will curse you out. He'll call you names. I've heard his voice. And so once he strategized the various games in order to weaken you, when God calls you back into him and you refuse to go, it's because there is a spell that's been on you. Amen. And it needs to be destroyed. And the Holy Ghost is the spell breaker. He's the only one that can destroy the spell. Amen. And but the most important thing, saints, is you're going to have to pray. Prayer changes things. Amen. Praise God. And so we look at how David, amen, prayed. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And he asked God, amen, thank you, Jesus, the Lord, to disappoint Satan. Stop Satan's game. Stop his strategy. Make him understand that you're wiser, amen, than Satan, and that we can overcome anything through your works. And then from men which are thy hand, O Lord, from men of the world. Amen. These are also people that we deal with that use strategies as well. Amen. Praise God. And then it says, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. It says, which have that portion in this life. Amen. Praise God. And whose belly thou fillest with thy hid treasures, they are full of children and leave the rest of their substance to their babies. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I wake with thy likeness. Battle rages all day long. Prayer is given. Most of the time, people don't pray until it's night. But in the night watch, God is watching over your soul that the enemy will not overcome you. And when you wake up in the morning, you wake up all the time to victory. I've told the enemy many times, you old devil, you didn't get me this time, or you didn't win this time, or you lost, devil. I made it through. If I can make it through the night, I can make it through another day because of prayer, of the word of God, of my faith and belief, of my fasting, and I trust God. I don't doubt him. God is not a wimp. He's not weak. He's smarter than Satan. But Satan wants the treasures. Like it said, he wants the treasures so that he can give them to his children. Amen. And leave them something behind. Amen. Praise God. And I spoke to you, amen, not too long ago, how the devil literally tries to defeat, amen, us, amen, by stealing our treasures. So we don't want, amen, that to happen. I just praise God, and I want to give him glory, all the honor and all the praise, amen, for what he's done. And if you look at 2 Chronicles, amen, the Bible said, amen, chapter 6, then said Solomon, the Lord had said that he would dwell in the thick darkness. Amen. But I have built a house of habitation for thee and place for thy dwelling forever. And the king turned his face and blessed the whole congregation of Israel, and all the congregation of Israel stood. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who had with his hand filled that which he spake. With God's hand, God is able to fulfill what he spoke unto us. Amen. Praise God. His hands moved upon it because of what he spoke. He was able to give Solomon what they prayed for in reference to, amen, his kingdom. So with God's hand, it was fulfilled, which he had spoke to David, amen, concerning his son Solomon. Praise God. Then the Bible said, amen, praise God. Then the Bible said in the 7th chapter, and it said, this reference to Solomon's inheritance, amen, and what he did when he built the house of the Lord. And thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house, and all that came unto Solomon's heart to make it in the house of the Lord, praise God. In his own house he prosperously was affected, amen, praise God. He began to be more effective, amen, in his prayer and supplication, in the blessings that God had given him because of what God had spoken with his mouth, he performed it with his hand. And then he went on to say, and the Lord appeared unto Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayers and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. Amen. Praise God. God heard Solomon's prayers. And then he said, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or in my God, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, you need to tell God in prayer, I'm called by your name. Amen. So my name is Barbara Burris, Jehovah Jireh, Jesus Christ. Amen. Adonai Elohim, because I'm kin to him now. I can wear his name. I'm a royal priesthood and a holy nation. When I go out, I say, I'm a servant of the Most High God. Amen. I'm the royal priesthood. Amen. Praise God. Say, amen. Who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray. You got to humble yourself when you pray. Praise God. You don't come into God false accusing him and saying all kind of crazy thoughts to him. Honey, he'll push you out the way, amen, and let you know, if you can't respect me, how do you want me to respect you? And it say, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sins and will heal their land. Saints, the land all over the world is sick today because, amen, we wouldn't humble ourselves, especially in America, amen, the greatest nation that's supposed to be in the world, amen. Oh, we wouldn't pray, amen. We took prayer out of the schools, amen. Thank you, Jesus, and seek, amen, your face. We wouldn't do that, amen. We begin to call on our own gods. Our own, amen, Buddhas, Muhammad, and all kind of various other gods, amen, going to the witchcraft workers and all of those various places, calling on them when God is the answer, amen. And thou will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins. Prayers are made in earth to go up to heaven. Words are spirits, and they are life. We're bringing, amen, life to a dead situation when we pray to God. And we'll heal their land. Praise God. The land need healing, saints. We need to learn how to pray the right prayers the right way and not give up. We got to stop walking in the negative, amen, and start walking in the supernatural. So we're born again. Now we're a supernatural being. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Amen.